the main sex offender treatment programme for England and Wales was cancelled after a report found it led to more reoffending. Researchers found prisoners completing the programme were slightly more likely to offend than a control group. The Ministry of Justice replaced the scheme in March after research confirmed evidence of its weakness. The MOJ confirmed the change in treating sex offenders following publication on Friday of its own study, which suggested the core sex offender treatment programme could be making the situation worse. The scheme was designed to challenge the behaviour of male sex offenders with psychological techniques to change their thinking, and started in 1992. Researchers followed what happened to 2,562 prisoners who took part in the 180 hours of group sessions before their later release from prison. They then compared the behaviour over the following years with more than 13,000 comparable offenders. More sex offenders who were on the treatment programme reoffended during the follow-up period when compared with the comparison offenders, 10% compared with 8%. More treated sex offenders committed at least one child image reoffence when compared with the matched comparison offenders, 4.4% compared with 2.9%, said the study. The small changes in the sexual reoffending rate suggest that either core SOTP does not reduce sexual reoffending as it intends to do, or that the true impact of the programme was not detected. Group treatment may normalise individuals' behaviour. When stories are shared, their behaviour may not be seen as wrong or different, or at worst, contacts and sources associated with sexual offending may be shared. An earlier version of the scheme, in place in 2000, had appeared to reduce the offending of medium-risk men. But a study 7 years later, after core SOTP had been expanded, suggested the sessions had become too generic and based around a detailed manual rather than tailored to each offender. The Ministry of Justice began to review the schemes in 2010 with new evidence of what was working and concerns about SOTP's effectiveness. On Friday, it confirmed it had replaced core SOTP in March, a decision that was not announced at the time, and the extended version of the scheme for high-risk offenders in March. Offenders who would originally have taken part in those schemes were now on programmes called Horizon and Kaizen. While the new schemes still involve group sessions, the inmates are no longer required to discuss their own offences. Horizon, aimed at medium-risk offenders, aims to teach them to manage unhealthy sexual thoughts and behaviours and make other positive changes to their lives. Kaizen, a Japanese word used in business to refer to continual improvements in performance, is focused on the highest risk offenders.